Weekly Word, February 15th, 2019. Sinkholes. A sinkhole happens when the Earth's surface collapses. They can collapse over a period of time or suddenly, and they're found worldwide. Cars have disappeared when the highways cave in. Homes and buildings have been swallowed up. They occur when the ground below the surface shifts or is eroded by the constant flow of water over the underground rock supporting the surface layer of the ground. They can also be created by downpours of rain falling on a surface that has become thin from the erosion underneath. Does that sound like something that could happen to a person? I can't even begin to imagine how horrifying it would be to experience something like that. I've never personally seen a physical sinkhole in the ground, but we've all witnessed people collapsing when the stress and temptations and busyness of their outer world became more than their inner world could support. And it's a tragic and horrifying thing that's going on in our world every day. There are usually warning signs before a sinkhole appears. Fresh cracks appear in the foundations of houses and buildings, cracks in interior walls, cracks in the ground outside, depressions in the ground, trees or fence posts that tilt or fall, doors or windows become difficult to open or close. But there are other times when it happens suddenly. How can we prevent sinkholes in our lives? Well, Matthew 7:24-27 says that everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. There are many, many scriptures describing God as our rock. 1 Samuel 2:2 says, "There is none holy like the Lord. There is none besides thee. There is no rock like our God." And David called God my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. So it's very clear that we're to build our lives on Christ, the rock, and His Word. We read in Romans 12:2 that we're not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. This world is like the sand that shifts and is washed away when storms come into our lives, my friends. That's about as clear as it can be. We're made up of an outer and an inner. The outer is our physical being that interacts with the world. Our inner is our spirit, our core, our strength, our foundation, what we have built our lives on. When we've made Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, not our Savior only, but trusting Him to take us to heaven when we die, of course, but also asking Him to be our Lord, the Lord of our lives, to recognize that He's given us the Holy Spirit. He is the core of our being. He is the rock, our foundation. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, Jesus calls Satan the god of this world, but He explains it further in John 16:33. He says that in this world we will have trouble, but we're to take heart because He has overcome the world. When we build our lives on Jesus Christ, when we build our lives on His Word, not anyone or anything can destroy us. We may shake a little. We may realize we have some cracks and we're tilting a little. But unlike the warning signs of a sinkhole, where there's nothing that can be done, our God is just waiting to fill us up with His love and His strength. He tells us in Deuteronomy 31 to be strong and courageous, to not be afraid or terrified of who or what's coming against us. For the Lord our God goes with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And in 2 Peter 4:12, we're told to not be surprised at these fiery trials that come on us. The trials are tests. It's not as though we're going through something strange, my friends. When we feel as if we're going to collapse, we need to read or hopefully reread Psalm 40, where David tells us what he did and thus what we can do. He says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Dear ones, I confess to you that I have been in that slimy pit, depressed and without much hope that my life could ever get better. The Lord tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:5 to demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. But I just didn't get it. I kept trying, pulling myself up by my own bootstraps, digging into the walls of that slimy pit with my fingernails and just hanging on for dear life. How I hope and pray you've never been there. But if you have, or if you are, please read Philippians 4, 5 through 7. God tells us what to do. It will seem impossible, but it's not. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. I fell on my face and I cried out to God, and He lifted me out of that slimy pit and set my feet on a rock. He gave me a sound foundation and He gave me a peace beyond my ability to understand. He gave me a desire to study His Word and to do what it said. Because He said in John 14 that if I loved Him, I would obey Him. Well, I'm a long, long, long way from being who God wants me to be. But my life is so incredibly exciting now that I'm wanting Him to know how much I love Him. So I'm working on what He tells me to do in Philippians 3. Forgetting what's behind and striving toward what's ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. That's all for now. I love you. Bye.